Part 2, Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 11. When that day comes, you will not be ashamed of everything you have done, committing wrongs against me. For then I will remove from among you those of you who take joy in arrogance. You will no longer be full of pride on my holy mountain. I will leave among you a poor and afflicted people, who will find their refuge in the name of Adonai. The remnant of Israel will not do wrong, nor will they speak lies, nor will there be found in their mouths a tongue given over to deceit, for they will be able to graze and lie down, and no one to disturb them. Sing, daughter of Zion! Shout, Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter of Yerushalayim! Adonai has removed the judgments against you. He has expelled your enemies. The king of Israel, Adonai, is right there with you. You no longer need to fear that anything bad will happen. On that day, it will be said to Yerushalayim, do not fear Zion. Don't let your hands droop down. Adonai, your God, is right there with you. As a mighty savior, he will rejoice over you and be glad. He will be silent in his love. He will shout over you with joy. I will gather those of yours who grieve over the appointed feasts and bear the burden of reproach because they cannot keep them. When that time comes, I will deal with all those who oppress you. I will save her who is lame, gather her who is driven away, and make them whose shame spread over the earth the object of praise and renown. When that time comes, I will bring you in. When that time comes, I will gather you and make you the object of fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says Adonai, praise his great and holy name.